fans, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Ooh.
That was a long one. How are you doing?
Good. Exhausted.
Yes.
That's it.
I'm like not tired, but I don't feel good. And I think it's because of how much we're doing this next week. I'm a little like overwhelmed. You know what I mean?
And you'll be fine.
In terms of not being in my bed, that's when I get like...
Girl, you're telling me. I'm also not in my bed.
A little itchy.
I'm also not in my bed. And Adam is... And if I'm not in my bed...
No one else is.
You, Adam, and Billy are also not in your beds.
Very true. You guys may have seen, we did do Halloween... First Halloween round, right?
Yes, we had our first costume.
Yeah, we did Cusco, Yzma, and Kronk. It was really fun. Shout out Nancy. She made the costumes.
We sure did.
Nancy Elizabeth. She's amazing.
Yes, Nancy Elizabeth on Instagram.
She made Jibby's dress for the Black Adam premiere. So she's an icon. Everyone should follow her. We're obsessed with
her. She's a Samoan seamstress. So indigenous business owner. Make sure you'll support.
Small female-owned business owner.
Mm-hmm. Check and she also made my Halloween costume last year.
So. For the Hulk, yeah, she did. I forgot about that.
So
yeah.
Love her down. She made all of our costumes.
The headpieces. Yeah, everything. Yeah, everything.
Everything we were wearing, she made all of it. And she made it in like a week. So
is that not even, dude?
Yeah. Well, yours she made in 2 days. But yeah. Me and Billy, she made in like 5 days. So she's incredible and amazing. Y'all should source her if you can. But she's incredible. So it came out awesome. And then obviously y'all know Adam did the glam and he remains untouched in the number one spot. Everyone else is playing for second.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
So that was Halloween round to one. I think we only have one more thing we're doing Halloween for, right?
So I believe
so. As of right now.
Anything could happen.
By the time you're watching this, we will be in New York though. Yeah. And I will note that I'm going to be editing this one, not the editor. So will there be a lot of pictures in this one? Because I'm doing it. Just to curb your expectations. When our real editor does it, he puts in the work. Me, I'm putting in work, but I have a lot of other things to work on.
Yeah. Here's the thing. The entire month of September and October, I've been home maybe...
Like
four or five days. Yeah. Every other day I've spent somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
In someone else's city and state and country even. Mm-hmm. So what do you want from us, I guess is my question.
By the time, I don't know if I already said this, I can't remember, but I think I did. By the time you guys see this, we'll be in New York.
You did. You just said that.
Oh, okay. See, I'm already.
You said that like 15 seconds.
I don't remember, but just don't be excited that you're gonna see pictures because you're not going to. I will try my best, but by then I'm not really gonna put any.
Guys, bear with us, all right? It's a busy month. For those of you that don't know, I don't know what it is, but like towards the last like 3 months of the year,
the last quarter is always fucking insane.
Girl, I'm fucking gone.
I never know what's going on.
I'm never home, and I'm tired, and I'm hungry. The last 3 months of the year.
I know, like, someone texts me, can you come to my Halloween party? And I go, I'll try my best.
That's why when someone was like,
I could literally be anywhere at that
time. Well, see, that's why when people are like, what are you doing in 2 weeks? Ask me in 2 weeks.
Like, who can really say?
Whatever your event is, and if you know me personally, I would love to come. Ask me the day before. Because yeah. I may not even be in the country.
Yeah, ask me the day before. That's when I know exactly what I'm doing.
So I've... been on the road and working like the last like month and a half. So all of that to say, good problems to have, right? Being busy is never a bad thing as long as we prioritize rest where we can. But sometimes Dayson has to audible the editing. So sometimes there's no pics. My B. You guys will still get the sillies and the funnies and the goofs and the gaffs. I promise. That'll be consistent every time. Just like when
that will never be missing.
That's just like when we didn't have a set for a month. Like,
not even, it was like two.
Or 2 months. Whatever. Don't clock me on that. When we didn't have a set. See, I didn't notice because I'm just worried about the laughs. Let's just make sure we have the laughs.
I'm just worried about the content, really.
I'm prioritizing the giggles.
So, well, I mean, what else do we have going on? That Billy's birthday's coming up.
Yes, it is indeed. He's turning 29.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it.
Lord willing, really.
Yeah. Y'all already know I have a million and one things happening all at once, it seems.
New nail alert. I don't know if you could see this far. I did Beetlejuice ones.
I just did blood.
You'll probably see them on our Instagram.
Yeah, you'll have to see it on the Instagram, but they're still spooky season. Oh, wait, another PSA. Guys, gonna have to kill the bit that we talked about in the last episode.
About the monsters, yes.
Gonna have to kill it. Did not know the lore of where that kid is now.
I did comment it and pin it as soon as I posted the video. And it's so... I don't know if you can't see that.
Sometimes they can't.
And so everyone is commenting it. And trust me, we know.
Yeah, we know now. We did not know at the time, obviously. But consider this an announcement to the ACU. That bit is dead in the water. That bit is done for. Okay.
Another thing I'd like to note to our team here.
Mm-hmm.
We have... I don't know if you've seen it. I'm sure you have. She's drinking her shake. That's not what I was going to say.
I was showing it like a beauty guru.
I was going to say, I had my protein shake today too. Ooh, mm-hmm. I made it at home. Yeah. We've seen the TikTok that you guys have been tagging us in of the guys reenacting Barnyard and Spirit Halloween.
Yes. That's the one... That's the one where he's like, it's a cow farm, right?
Yeah, then he turns to his friend, he has the cow head, and he sings the Johnny Cash song.
The Johnny Cash song. The allegedly not Johnny Cash whatever. Song.
I'm sorry, Sam Elliott sounds just like Johnny Cash.
I'm sorry that I don't know the difference between two white men when they're singing on the mic. Like, sorry.
I don't know.
My bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
But we have seen it. I thought it was funny.
Yes, we have. We have, in fact. So many of you tagged us in it, which... Mm-hmm. I think is a hilarious and beautiful thing because that means so many of you are existing on different pockets of TikTok, but you all came across the same one because you all love us, which is a good thing.
Yeah. I've also seen the video of the person in the Boy Genius shirt saying, I'm not gay, I literally like men, and they're in front of Starbucks. I have seen it. I actually saw it before all of you tagged me in it, funny enough.
Wait, I want to tell you about one that I'm getting tagged in nonstop.
Drew also sent me that one and said, this is literally
I did, and that was before I knew y'all were tagging her. So it worked out. We're all in on the bit together. But
we've seen it.
Yeah, the other one that I'm in getting tagged in constantly lately is the one, it's like it, I don't even know if it's real. I think it is, right? But it's like an extra scene, but it's from Lilo and Stitch when
I haven't tagged in that one too. Yeah, it's a, it might be from the TV show where, yeah, Gantu says he's someone.
Yeah, it was the show.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's a real scene or if someone just like made it say that. You know what I'm saying? With like AI, I don't know if it's real. Like, I was older by the time the show came out, but like, I've seen that one too. That is also funny. But I feel like a lot of times I'm the only someone person people know of ever.
And they're like,
you get it. I do. Mm-hmm. In fact, I do in fact get it. So.
And they just went, oh, that makes sense when he says it. There you go.
Someone's are very big people. That is true. I'm one of them. So, so I am also a big someone person. So
I'm big too, but in a different way. In my heart.
Don't say that.
In my brain. Anyways, okay, so we're doing a part three of the Q&A. Our next episode, I've already picked the theme. We want you guys to send in your funny Halloween stories.
Yes.
But I didn't post the poll in time, so that will be up for the next two episodes after this one, okay?
Yes, but y'all love the Q&A, so we figure we'll do another Q&A one.
One more.
And then we'll finish the month off with a spooky season one.
A couple of funny Halloween ones, especially because I think Halloween this year is on a Tuesday.
Is it?
Yeah. Should we dress up for our last episode? As soon as I said that, I was like, I don't want to. I don't know. Maybe we'll see what we come up with.
We'll see. Again, the same logic that it we talked about in the beginning. Tell me how I feel. I'll tell you. Let you know.
It depends on what state my body's in by that time.
And my fucking brain at that point. Because right now, she's mashed potato.
Mush.
I just almost threw up because I was trying to talk through a burp.
I'm going to bleep out the word. Oh, no. Keep going. It's just because some people are scared of throw up on here.
I'm not going to. I just felt like I almost did.
Don't worry, guys. I had your back.
Yeah, you're all, some people are afraid of it, and you're the only person in here.
Well, no, I just recently, I've gotten so many DMs about people asking me, how do I deal with emetophobia?
And I was like, I'll tell you how. She doesn't.
No, I'll tell you how. I'm only scared of other people throw up now. One time.
Oh, are people asking you in terms of themselves throwing up?
Yeah, how do I deal with me? Like, it's that insane anxiety you got when you're going to throw up. Oh,
yeah, I feel that.
And it's because you're scared to throw up. But I feel because that, because I was, you guys, I'm not joking. I was literally sick all of 2020 and like half of 2021. Mm-hmm. To the point where I threw up every single day. That got me over my fear of me vomiting. But I do not like when other people do it, makes me mad. Immediately anxiety, and I want to punch you in the throat.
Okay.
So, I wouldn't have punched you. I would have like shoved my laptop on the ground and ran out of the room and told Billy to come help.
Yeah,
her.
She doesn't really mean that. She just like, she runs in the other direction. That's how she deals with it.
And then I'm scared of her for at least 2 days.
Yeah, she runs in the opposite direction. That's how she deals with it. In terms of other people around her.
Yes.
Her going through it, unfortunately, she just got used to the feeling.
But... Yeah, so now I'm like, I'd rather just get it over with, which is not good.
So I'm honestly not sure how to deal with that, to be honest. I wish I knew.
Yeah, I did ginger candies. I did, honestly, bubble water is my biggest, any sort of seltzer water is my biggest trick for emetophobia. When you're nervous about you getting sick. When other people get sick, I don't know anything about yet. I haven't gotten over that.
We also too, like for me... I'm also, I hate throwing up. I hate the feeling. The anxiety around it, I feel so severely and I hate it so much. For me, like when I like make peace with it happening, like I tell myself, I'm going to throw up, but I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
As soon as I do that, I throw up. Like when I have to.
Yeah. I'll be okay. And I'm going to feel so much better. Yeah, if like, I just get it over with.
When I like have that conversation with myself, then I do it and I like keep reminding myself over and over again, like, I'm okay, everything's okay. Mm-hmm. But nobody likes that feeling. It's just an awful feeling.
I'm sorry. So. I wish I had better advice, but I would tell you, honestly, bubble water. And then sometimes I'll sleep with like three pillows to like kind of prop up my back, so then it like helps with my tummy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And we've told y'all about Perrier and laying on your left side.
It has to be the Perrier in the bottles though, the glass. I don't know.
If you don't have access to the glass, though, bubble water is bubble water.
Bubble water is bubble
water.
I drink the Trader Joe's one. That one's pretty good, too. I like
Topo Chico, their saturation's on 2 billion.
The Mineragua one. I've talked about this before. Yeah. That one, like, you have 3 seconds to put your mouth in top or it's going to shoot through the thing.
like a fire hydrant. Like a Mento in there.
Yeah, it's true.
I know. The Perrier and the left side thing, a lot of y'all have genuinely, you've said it works so well. I'm telling you. When your tummy's upset, whether it's like sour, like you got to throw up, or
it's upset,
choro,
yeah,
or if it's just like topsy turvy, bubble water. I'm telling you,
every time.
I'll tell you guys a fun
unflavored. Don't get the flavored one, makes me more sick.
I like the lemon one personally, but I also like plain.
Like
lime
one time
is okay, but lime is a last resort.
One time Drew got really car sick, so we pulled over.
Wait, hold on. I wanted to tell that story.
Oh, okay. Is that the one you were gonna say?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I was like, this is a story about bubble water too working, but like y'all, a lot of you have seen my episode of the comment section with Brittany, right? Brittany Broski.
And Manny. You filmed them both in the same day.
And Manny, I know, but Brittany specifically, like everybody has seen that episode at least once, right? The day that I filmed that episode with Brittany, I was violently ill for at least almost 2 weeks. Like the flu took me out, bitch. Like she stood on my neck, bitch. It was so bad. And so I was so sick for like days. And that was also the first time I'd ever met Alex. Was the day that I filmed that.
Mm-hmm.
Met her in person, I will say. And I was so, so ill. And that day I stayed home. I like took every medicine known to man to try and heal myself. By the time I filmed with Brittany, I was still really, really sick, but I was like, I'm powering through, right? That was one of my first glams I ever did with Adam too. That was like a full glam. And
that was the first time you guys did a braid?
Yes. First time we did our iconic 80-inch slick back braid, which is now a staple that I do all the time. But anyways, so the day that I did that, we drove down to the show. Like it was me, my mom, and Dace. And so we're driving and I'm so sick, dude. Like, I'm like, I have to throw up. Like, this is horrible. I'm like crying too because I'm worried about filming because I knew I needed to finish those two episodes. So my mom pulled off the freeway and I had to get out of the car and sit on the at the gas station on like a curb. And I was fucking gray. Like, I was literally pale. And my mom went inside and she got the Perrier, like in the glass bottles, like those giant ones they sell in like gas stations. And she gave that to me and I started sipping that. Girl, that shit kept me alive long enough to film for like three or four hours.
Drew was like, I don't want to drink it. I'm like, dude, you're going to see it. It'll stop it.
It healed me. It kept me alive long enough to get through those two. And then I could go home and be sick again. And then I got better a few days later. But let that be a testament to how incredibly powerful Perrier plus laying on your left side is. Because then I reclined my seat and I was laying on my left side in the car to try and like fix my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
That was also the first day we ever met, Brittany. So
that was. That's crazy to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Over here. It was.
So now look at us, an old married throuple.
I know. Truly. Okay, so we're going to do a Q&A. This first one's from Sydney. She said, how does Dayson feel about wearing long nails as a queer? I had them for 2 weeks and I felt invisible to other queer women as a femme. I looked online and the consensus was, do you, but I would never talk to a woman loving women with long nails. Ew. I have used every excuse in the book as to why people don't approach me at bars as a femme. This is for me. I'm not talking about you. Mm-hmm. I've said the nails. I've said, oh, because I dress like a femme. I could use 100. It's because you have to go up to them. They don't give a fuck about the nails. To be honest, I think they like the nails, but maybe it's intimidating in like certain, obviously, intimate situations. But I...
Or maybe they think you're not gay.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's an excuse I've made up in my head over and over again. True. And maybe they do think I'm not gay, so then I have to go up to them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
If you add all that to... I hear me now. I'm not getting rid of the nails. I'm not. And I until I'm dating someone and it makes sense to me to maybe get rid of a few of them, but I'm not getting rid of them, period.
Yeah.
And I like also, how they look. You know how long I want my nails?
Well, and it's also very possible to adapt them.
You could do other things with them. So you don't need a nail.
No, I'm saying, adapt them so they still work for your personal life, but also still fit the aesthetic that you want.
Yeah.
Right?
So all of that to say, if you want the nails or like lashes, like if you want to get stuff done, whether you're attracted to women, men, everyone, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You should never try to fix or like... change your appearance in order for people to want to talk to you or want to be with you,
period. Or preemptively
at all. I think that's like my biggest piece of advice, especially as a queer. Have I gone out and tried any of my tricks where I said I'm gonna go up and say hi to people? Absolutely not.
She hasn't tried them yet
because I'm still hoping someone's gonna
okay,
but no, I haven't gone out yet, so I'll let you know if it works. But the nail, I don't think it's the nails. I mean, maybe it is making them they think you're not queer, but I don't think they don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Or want to have sex with you or whatever.
That's fair.
Because you have nails. And well, if they do, I don't want to be with someone like that.
Well, yeah. And it's also like, you know, obviously I can only speak to heterosexual relationships, but like, you don't want to be with someone who doesn't
want
to be, doesn't support or like the way that you choose to express yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, and nails are art. It's a form of art, an art form. And if you love them and enjoy them and they make you feel confident or beautiful or whatever, then you should get them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the right person
will like the fucking nails.
Will love that you love them.
Yeah.
And by proxy love them. You know what I'm saying? And I think also too, it's not a bad thing that you're trying to like be aware of things like that, but it's, also not a bad thing if you want to have them, I feel like. You know what I mean? But if you want to get rid of them because you don't want them anymore, by all means.
Yeah, I think that's a mean like trope for people to be like, I don't want to. Like for if there are queer people out there that are saying that, like, I don't want to be with someone like that anyways.
Yeah, I mean, you want to be with someone who likes what you like.
Yeah.
Right? Or likes or respects the fact that you like something that maybe they don't like.
Yes.
Right?
Personally. And if like I'm with someone and they tell me don't put those near me. Like in that specific, I'm not gonna be like, well, okay, you don't like me. I'll figure it out. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's what I mean. Like,
yeah,
it's like it's got to make sense for both of you, and it's got to be a respectful understanding on both sides.
But I'm not going to, I'm not hooking up with anyone that's like, I would never hook up with someone with nails.
Well, yeah, it's just like, okay, then don't.
Like, I've heard people say, oh, certain shapes don't hurt. I don't even want to know because I don't want nails up there either.
Well, fuck no, dude. Like, so, I'm careful when I put tampons me too. In with these. Like, I'm careful when I wipe. You know what I mean? Like, nobody wants one of these up there. It's not going to feel good.
So I understand.
Believe me.
Exactly what you're saying.
I've accidentally scratched myself.
Dude, it's awful.
And it's a bitch. Yeah. Like, that shit hurts.
So I would never tell anyone, no, you have to, like, we'd never do that. I wouldn't even, like,
well, that's what I mean. That's my point. It's like, okay, well, like, let's all use common sense. I would never do that to someone. Yeah. Like, they're pretty right now and they look beautiful and I like them. And if something changes down the line, as long as both parties feel respected and comfortable, then cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's all that matters.
I would never get rid of the nails. Would I make two of them shorter? Sure.
There you go.
If it made sense.
That's the wonderful thing about that is that I feel like a lot of nail techs especially have been able to show different styles that they're able to provide their clients for their different needs and wants. You know what I'm saying?
For their love. For their, really, their lifestyles. Okay, this next one's from Lindsay. She said, what do you guys think you'd be doing if you weren't influencers? I know it's a super basic question. Also, I'm glad you guys are influencers because who would bully all the men?
I mean, period. None of the men were doing it, so I had to step up. What do you want to tag in?
Just kidding. Stupid.
God, give me a break. I'll try to take some time off. Just kidding.
Do you think you would still be doing sports?
Yeah.
Just a different spot?
Yeah. I think I would still be trying to work in sports or maybe more so the lifestyle part of it. Like, I would still be trying to work in some sort of media.
Okay.
Because that's, like, where my degrees are. So I would still be trying to do that. But honestly, I would think if I wasn't doing this, I wouldn't have gotten fired. So I feel like I would still be working in sports, like, confidently. Mm-hmm. That's what I think, honestly.
I might have went to grad school. I was thinking about it for a minute.
You're not going to go to grad school, bro.
I was thinking about it. That didn't mean I was going to do it.
Yeah, no shit. So let's talk about what for realsies we would have been doing. Let's talk about that.
I don't know.
I think you would still be trying to work in music or something. Like,
or film.
Like film and music.
Yeah.
Like what you were doing.
Yeah, maybe.
I think that's what you would be doing.
Something. It would, and I would be very depressed.
I think you would have been like a PA on a set or something.
Yeah,
that's what I think you would have done.
This next one's from Rachel. She said, because you both moved recently, what are your decorating styles and what do you wish you could try out?
Ooh, I love that. We're complete opposites, if you couldn't tell. our like by our personalities, our decorating styles are very, very different too. I'm a huge proponent of neutrals. Like, I love nudes. I didn't really like black, to be honest. Like, not too much black because I feel like it makes it too dark in the house. But in this new house, I had to kind of mix in a lot of black and dark. So I love, like, whites, woods, neutral tones, jewel tones, like, very...
I don't feel like you have anything jewel toned in your house.
Jewel tones are not just colors. Jewel tones can also be, like, different, like, browns, different shades of brown, or dark blue, or shit like that.
You don't have any dark blue in here.
I know that. I'm saying, like, it doesn't always have to be, like, a purple and a green and a yellow to be a jewel tone.
I see.
But I'm really, really into, like, neutral colors. Like, neutrals are my favorites. So, like, whites, browns, nudes, blacks, like, taupe, all that kind of stuff. All of that mixed together with patterns and all of that are what I'm a big fan of personally. I love a lot of wood, lighter woods. And I like color mixed in. What I would like to try is mixing in more color. I don't like a lot of color, but I do like accents of color, if that makes sense. But I love nudes and neutrals and all of that because I feel really like homey and cozy. And I also feel like it matches everything because I go all out for holidays and decorating. And I like when all of my decoration in all of my house, like for Christmas or Halloween or whatever, I like when it doesn't clash with my furniture. But that's me being a Virgo. Like, it needs to match and all be even and all of that shit. So what about you?
I don't even know like what it's called that I like. I think maximalist.
She's a maximalist print, color.
Yeah, I like stuff like that, but I'm so bad at like decorating because I'll like buy random stuff and then I'll be like, yeah, this is so ugly. Like someone that I really love their style is, or like home decor is, I think her name's Karen. Is it Karen Joy? I think that's her name. She's the one that makes the cereal bowls that, out of like plaster and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You've
sent
me her stuff before.
Yeah.
Her house honestly looks like iCarly, like where iCarly mm-hmm. lived. I think that's so fun, but like, I don't know that I could live in that.
Yeah.
But I love look, like she just made this chandelier with her dad and her husband out of these like big crayons. It looks cute. So cute. But I think I not that I couldn't live in it. I think I just don't have that eye. And I feel like I think I do. And then I buy stuff and I go, this is ugly. Why did I do that?
Yeah. Well, you just know what you like, which I respect. Like, here's a perfect example. When I was furnishing my home, I pick from very specific places, but I also am very impatient. So I'm not willing to wait. Like, and Dayson was without a couch for like a month and a half because she wanted a very specific green couch. You know what I'm saying? So like that's the difference between Dayson and I. Like I, and who knows, maybe that's what drives my love for neutrals and nudes.
Because it'll come tomorrow.
Because they're always in stock. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But also I think it just works out that way. Like Dayson's patient and I'm not. They always have neutrals and nudes and shit in stock and they never have color in stock. So it's like, I guess it just works out. Like, our patience levels match what we're drawn to when it comes to decorating. Mm-hmm. But Dayson will, like, she'll wait. Like, she doesn't give a fuck. Like, she'll wait. So when I see people being like, yeah, like, I ordered my new couch. It's not coming till December. I'm like, damn, you're stronger than me, bitch. Because, like, I cannot wait. I cannot. If I can't find it or something closer, I'll find something else.
Yeah, I'll wait
like,
for
like, I'll find something care. Else. Because I just, like, I'm impatient. That's why. And when I move, like, I want everything done, like, within the first month of me living there. Like, I want to keep unpacking, decorating, furnishing, setting shit up. Like, I want to keep doing that constantly because I don't want to have to worry about it or live amongst boxes. But again, like, I had a lot of help, thankfully, for this house. Thankfully, I had a lot, tons of help for this house. But that's not always the case. But that's just me being impatient because, and also me being a Virgo.
Yeah, I mean, for my house, like, it was literally just me and my mom unpacked everything. But I think the only room I haven't done yet is my office. I have to, like, rethink what I want in there. Like, I really want to buy a vanity, but, like, where does it go? I don't want to have mirrors in my bedroom because I heard it's really bad luck, so I don't
know. No, you can have a mirror in there. It just can't be at the foot of your bed.
I don't want them in there.
You can't be able to see. You can't be able to see. You already have a mirror in your bedroom. It's in your bathroom.
No, but, like, that's not in the bedroom.
But it's attached to your bedroom. There's no door.
No, I know, but that's in the bathroom. That's different. Anyways, I'm still trying to figure it out. But I don't know. I'm still navigating my interior decorating style. Yeah. I don't know what it looks like yet. I do like mid-century modern. Like, if I were to buy a house...
Mid-century modern is my, like, favorite kind of, like, architectural design and everything. And interior design is mid-century modern. Love it. Lots of woods. Love it.
Like, I think the coolest house I could live in would be, like, in Charlie's Angels, the one that she gets kicked out of the window for. Like, that house is sick with all the windows. Even the one that Lucy Liu lives in that movie, so pretty.
The one that Lucy Liu is in a trailer in that movie, in the very first Charlie's Angels.
No, her boyfriend is a movie star and then she goes to the trailer.
Yeah, I know, but you don't see Lucy Liu's house.
Yeah, remember when her dad goes?
Oh, you're talking about that house. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Anyways, I love, like, 70s style type homes, but I don't know that my decor reflects that at all because I'm still figuring it out and I love to just buy things and then I go, ooh, that'll be a little trinket in the office. So
it's all right, though.
I'm still navigating it.
It's all right, though.
Okay, this next one's from Andy. She said, what has been your favorite memory so far of 2023?
Shit. I would say one of my top memories is the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, yeah. That was really fun. I liked that a lot.
Hosting the Oscars. That's one of mine for sure.
Tour. Tour is one of my favorite memories of 2023. Yeah. Same.
It's hard to pick just one.
I know. Moving into my house was a really good night.
Same. Yeah. Shit. Oh, my God. Same. That was
a huge memory for me this year.
Oh, my God. So many things.
Fuck, I forgot the Oscars were this year. That's fucking crazy.
And tour.
Tour, I feel like, was 17 years ago. That was pretty crazy. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Those are the things I think about.
Yeah, far too many to pick just one.
Even when we went to Hawaii this year.
Yeah,
Hawaii. Our family was really, really fun.
Yeah. It was just... It's a banner year.
Oh, when I got to walk in my first Pride Parade. That was really special to me. Yeah. Time flies, you guys. I don't know. Those are some of my favorite memories.
Yeah.
Okay. This next one's from Shane. They said, among all the concerts you've attended this year, what was the most memorable for the both of you and what made it the most memorable? I was gonna say Beyonce. I've already seen Beyonce live once.
I haven't, so it's easily Beyonce.
Yeah, but I don't know.
And what was our favorite moment? Is that what it says?
What was the most memorable for the both of you and what made it the most memorable?
Beyonce, easily by an old fucking landslide, Beyonce. Mm-hmm. And what made it the most memorable? Well, thankfully we got to see her twice. Mm-hmm. The first time it was memorable because we got to go with some of our favorite people in the universe.
I loved both the shows, but I loved that one the most because we got to take our mom and our cousin
Josh,
and we got to go with Brittany and Chris, and that was so much fun.
Just like unbelievable, like truly just a 1 million out of 10 night. Like mm-hmm. it was so fucking fun. Like mm-hmm. truly a core memory. It was like the people that we went with that night. And then the birthday show was memorable because I got to go with Dace.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really fucking cool. And then getting to go with like Beyonce's hair brand was like unbelievably amazing. Mm-hmm. And also I got to see her really up close that day. So mm-hmm. Beyonce by landslide. Reasons too many to count. Too many to count. Just,
yeah.
I cannot thank SoFi and Beyonce's hair brand enough for taking me. Thank you so much.
That was insane.
I am so thankful. I fucking manifested the shit out of that. I was like, ooh, I hope I get to go see Beyonce this year. And I did, thankfully. I'm very, very grateful. So, yeah.
Okay, this one's funny. Okay, this one's from Riley. She said, do you have any theories/predictions about each other's futures? I'm convinced that my sister-in-law will meet her future soulmate in a grocery store. There isn't much reason why. I just feel so sure about it.
That's funny. That's sweet. I mean, when it comes to Dayson, I think the only thing I'm absolutely certain of is the next person that she's with is the person that she's going to be destined to be with. Don't know who it is or where they are. But I do think that the next one is the last one in a beautiful way.
Do you think I'll meet them in the grocery store?
No. You're not in a grocery store enough.
Do you think they'll be my DoorDash driver?
For real. I honestly don't know. If I were to think about what they'll be doing, like, I feel like this person is going to be someone with a platform of some kind.
You think so?
I think so, yeah. I just think that's like what you're destined for.
Mm.
Someone with their own, like, their own thing going on.
In this?
Yeah, that okay. can kind of like, that can understand the scheduling of everything and like how it works and like, you know what I'm saying? Like someone who knows like the industry.
You don't think it'll be like Billy where he has no idea what anything is?
I mean, he didn't.
That's what I'm talking about. Not him now. I'm talking about.
Well, I've even told Brittany that. I'm like, Billy's like the perfect split because he knows enough.
Yeah.
So I can like talk for hours. Even if he didn't know anything, he would let me talk to him about stuff because he does.
Man, what's that like? Let's talk about that for a second.
He knows enough, but not so much that it's like weird. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. But he also doesn't know anything about like trends or anything like that. Like he knows enough.
He does to a point. Yeah. I'll give him that.
He knows enough, but he's not like entrenched enough to be like, you know what I mean? Like closely following trends or trying to follow them or whatever. You know what I mean? So yeah, I think it's going to be, that's what I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you had asked me like 5 years ago, I could have predicted this. Like what you're doing right now, I would have predicted that. I predict that you're gonna meet The Rock again, even though you've already met him a bunch of times. I just predict that there's something so like every time you do something really cool, that's like kind of insane, which is like every month there's like six new things. I always think, man, it can't get any bigger than this. But like, it does every single time. So I don't know. I feel like you're going to get to be on like the cover of like a really cool magazine next year. That's what I like feel like in my bones. Like,
that's cool.
Whether it's like Rolling Stone or something like that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm predicting.
That's cool.
And then guess where that'll be selling? In the grocery store.
And when you go pick it up, you're going to run into your soulmate.
I'm going to run into my soulmate who's picking up my groceries to DoorDash to my house. There but you go. That's what I'm predicting
it's
for you.
It all connects.
That you'll get something like really cool like that.
Cool. Thanks, buddy.
For like your book or something. You know what I mean?
Hopefully.
That's my prediction.
Nice.
And I'm sticking to it. Okay, this is the last one. We're ending with Sophie. This episode is shorter than the other ones. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, guys. We're doing our best.
But this last one's from Sophie. She asked, what are the biggest life lessons you've learned this year?
My headphones almost ripped off the back of my head. Oh, okay. My cord got stuck and I was like, you can watch me struggling in there.
I'm going to leave that in. Okay, so Sophie wants to know, what were the biggest life lessons you learned this year?
This year.
I'll share mine. So I have a new therapist. I've been seeing him. He's the only consistent man in my life outside of my family. I've been seeing him for like 3 or 4 months. But something that I've learned from him that I wish I had learned last year, but it's okay that I'm learning it now. I'm just glad I'm learning it in general, mm-hmm. is that I don't stand up enough for myself in a lot of situations. So what ends up happening is that's why I think so little of myself, because I don't stand up for myself. Because I'm like, oh, if I feel like other people aren't listening to me, like in terms of like boundaries or whatever, that's because I let people, you know, like do stuff
cross
like that
your
to
boundaries.
Me, yeah, then I think so little of myself because I allow people to treat me like that. That's a huge, like when he said that to me, I was like gobsmacked.
Right.
Like he said, so much of your self-esteem is, and people don't think about this, is tied to the way you allow people to treat you.
Yeah.
And talk to you and interact with you.
That's why
people
say things like, you're with people that you think you deserve. You know what I mean? When it comes to relationships.
Yeah. So that's like, a huge life lesson I learned.
When you look back on past relationships and you look at people and you can see it a lot clearer that those people didn't deserve you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can see, you think to yourself, like, why would I allow that to happen? Or why would I allow that to happen for so long or whatever? Like, you know, the normal questions good people ask themselves, like when they look back and realize that their partners weren't good enough for them, you know what I mean? And they made them feel like they weren't good enough for them. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's women, unfortunately, who feel those things. And you look back and you realize too, like, I allowed that kind of treatment because I think I thought at the time, even subconsciously, that that's what I deserve.
Yeah, like that I understood, but I didn't think like
it applied to like
in
confidence
so many other,
in general.
Yeah, that I think I'm ugly and annoying and stupid and no one likes me.
No, I know. I'm saying like it's easier to see it reflected in another person. Does that make sense? Like when you see it acted out in a relationship and you're a third party, you're like, well, that's very obvious to me. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about confidence, which is not something that's tangible and you can't see, it's harder to like conceptualize that the same way, like
it
line
applies
of thinking,
both ways. Yeah,
line of thinking applies.
Yeah, 100%.
And that is like not just romantic relationships, but like all relationships, like platonic,
yeah, no,
family, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things I did in my past relationship, I held all validation in that.
Yeah.
So then like when I broke up with them, I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? I don't know anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And more importantly, you realized then that your confidence, what a lot of it
was tied to
that.
And then now I'm like, why am I still not confident? And it's because I treat myself like shit by allowing other people to step all over me or to feel like that's what's happening.
And you're
me.
Also not confident. You're just not as confident.
No, I know. It's just in terms of like myself, why do I have such a low self-esteem? It's because of this. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
And recognizing it is a beautiful thing because mm-hmm. you realize that you deserve the love and respect that you give other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
From not just yourself, but from other people, mm-hmm. right? Like around you. You deserve the same exact love and respect in all relationships with you.
Mm-hmm.
Family, work, romantic, friend.
Like, have you ever, you've been with Billy for 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever asked him or thought, like, do you want to be with me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say no. And I was like, dang, what's that like?
No, I've never thought that in the sense that I've been like, oh, he's too good for me.
Not like that. I mean, like, where he's made you feel like he doesn't want to be with you.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm talking about.
He's never made me feel that way. There have been moments where I've had those thoughts because of, like, emotions that I was feeling.
Yeah.
And or you're and you're, or yeah.
And you're projecting it onto this.
But yeah. same with him. He's had those about me, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because, like, I think it's a natural human emotion. Like, insecurity is natural and human, and everybody experiences it, not just with themselves, but also, like, in their romantic relationships, especially long-term ones, like long-term monogamous relationships. I feel like it's natural sometimes to have some sort of, like, insecurity in the sense that you get a little nervous or whatever. And I think you could attribute it to insecurity, but I also think another part of it could be attributed to the fact that to love someone and to commit your life to someone is a vulnerable act. You know what I mean? And like to be so openly vulnerable and understand that you can't control everything that happens, including anything that may or may not happen to that person,
mm-hmm.
is another reason why I think thoughts like that are created in my mind. Mm-hmm. It's almost like me creating problems because I'm so afraid that I might lose somebody.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's not what I'm saying at all.
No. I'm saying those are also moments where I've been like, I mean, like, do you even want to be with me kind of thing? Where it's like, it's almost like I'm quitting before it could potentially end, even though neither of us have any plans of it ending.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
No, that makes sense to me, but I'm saying what I'm saying, I know more people are doing.
No, I know. I'm just saying I think that's a big reason why I've had those moments.
Oh, 100%.
Is what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, it's literally just been because I've... Part of it is also just, it's a natural human emotion to feel like, you know, you want to check in. But I know what you're asking me, though. Like, I've never had to, like, guess if he wants to be with me.
I just wanted to share that with the team. Okay. What was your biggest life lesson from this year?
I think one of my biggest life lessons thing is that here's what I'll say, is that I'm no good to anyone if I don't take breaks.
Shut up.
I'm useless. Like, I really am. I'm useless to my community that I've built online, to my platform, to my team, to my family, to my boyfriend. Like, I'm useless if I don't take breaks. But more importantly, say no to shit. I say yeah. Yes to almost everything that I get opportunity-wise. Not everything, but I am a lot more liberal with my yeses than I probably should be. And learned that the hard way this year. Overwhelming myself to the point where I, like, literally have a panic attack. That's not a joke. Is a bad thing. And doesn't serve anyone or help anyone. In fact, it slows everybody down, right? So that was a big, big one I learned this year. And also, I think another one, too, is, like, understanding for me personally that, like...
Like your limits?
Yeah, my personal limits, my work limits. Yeah. Just, like, making sure I'm checking in with myself as much as I... As much as I check in with work and make sure I'm working all the time. So, yeah. That's what I would say. I know I say that every time, but it's fucking boring. But I'm telling you right now. If you guys saw what was happening to me, you would be like, that's fair. That's a good life lesson to learn. So, yeah. Anywho. Very thankful, though. And very happy that I have, I'm honestly very lucky in that sense that I have a really, really wonderful, obviously family, y'all know, but also team. I have a really, really wonderful team.
Who understands that yeah.
Who understands that and honestly...
sees it before you.
Yeah, predicts it and tells me, I'm going to say no to this because you need to sleep, which is a good thing. So like, even after this upcoming week, like Alex was telling me a couple days ago, she's like, I'm going to make sure you have nothing going on that whole week, and I want you to stay home and I want you to sleep. Deal.
okay, fine.
works out.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls. Ish. If you enjoyed it, you can stream other episodes. Ever, you can listen to podcasts, and the video version is always on our YouTube channel. But other than that, we love you, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.